Like waking up without the alarm clock? Dan and Lee for breakfast. We love our city. Feel good in the morning. The Riverinas, 11:52, Triple M.
Throwing it down like it's 1825. Dan and Lee's Bush Dance Battle.
Everywhere does rap battles, but we're not quite cool enough to do that, Dan. So,
talk about
dance battles
there.
It is.
I'm cool.
You keep on telling yourself that.
Someone's got to.
Now, you are off to the States, off to the US of A for your honeymoon.
Very exciting. I'll be spending 5 weeks over there.
And we thought we'd do, in honour of that, a bush dance battle. For Dan going to the USA, Sheree Coleman going to be in just after 8:30 to throw down some judgment on this. You ready to go? We'll rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. One, two, three. I got scissors. You got paper. I'm going to go second, I think.
That's okay. I think mine's a lead in anyway, so that's no problem.
Bush dance battle. Here we go.
I'm going to United States and it'll be really fun. All I'm really worried about is being shot with a gun. Pizza, cheesecake, ribs and chicken, I'll eat them all. Am I coming back skinny? Not a chance at all.
I love the honesty in it, Dan.
Shred for words, done and dusted. This is bulking for just...
Hulking.
Hulking for life, really.
Rightio. Okay, allow me to reply. Here we go. Off to the States with new hubby Ryan. Everyone is worried, some are even crying. All I can say is come up with a plan. People of the USA, prepare for Cyclone Dan. Rightio.
Oh,
look, in all seriousness, good luck in the US because you'll have a blast.
I'm glad to hear someone say good luck because most everyone's like, oh, I hope you don't get shot.
No.
And that's, you know, that's not what you want to hear.
We'll find a winner just after the 8:30 news with Sheree Coleman. That's next, Triple M. Got Sheree Coleman in to cast down judgment. G'day, Sheree.
Good morning again.
I don't know why we just can't have just the bush dance battle as an enjoyment piece. I don't know why you have to bring a competition into absolutely everything.
Probably the word battle in the title of Bush Dance Battle suggests that there may be a winner involved.
Well, you know, next year, because I won't be here this year, but maybe we should do something for the person who actually wins, because there's no point in having a battle if you don't win anything at the end of it.
Maybe it should be a punishment for the person who loses.
No, maybe it should just be something that you win.
I feel. Let's how we went. So, Sheree, firstly with Dan, the topic was her trip to the US of A.
I'm going to United States and it'll be really fun. All I'm really worried about is being shot with a gun. Pizza, cheesecake, ribs and chicken, I'll eat them all. Am I coming back skinny? Not a chance at all.
So there's Dan's offering for her trip to the US of A. And I've got to say, the improvement in a short period of time.
I just rhymed all with all. Yeah. Don't speak too soon there.
Lyrical gangster, Dan. Lyrical gangster. Up against... Off to the States with new hubby Ryan. Everyone is worried, some are even crying. All I can say is come up with a plan. People of the USA, prepare for Cyclone Dan.
Don't laugh that hard. Come on, he wasn't that good.
Sheree's got the giggles. Oh, I think we got a winner here.
Yeah. No, don't you hover that over the winner button just yet, mate. Step back a tiny bit.
I'm giving it to Lee. Sorry.
No,
People have spoken.
You know what? You're lucky I have already drawn out my Secret Santa name and that I've already given it away who I've got because I got Luke. Secret Santa, you're in. You're part of the team.
And you are actually notoriously bad at Secret Santa because everyone always knows who you've got.
So not so Secret Santa.
She's got the Santa bit. Just not the secret.
I like it not to be not so secret, Santa. So who'd you get?
I'm not telling. Oh. But I will tell you that I know what I'm going to get and whoever receives it will know exactly who it's from.
Fantastic. Sheree,
won't you tell? No, just really quickly. After we hand the present over, you will tell the person.
I won't need to.
Oh, okay.
Sheree, we'll let you go. You have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Feel better in the morning. Dan and Lee for breakfast. Your new way to wake up. Weekdays from 6. The Riverinas 11:52. Triple M.
I get the feeling that you're fairly excited about going to America.
It's kind of just kicked in, I think, in the lead up to the wedding, because that's all you think about in the lead up to it. We hadn't kind of processed the thought that, oh, wait, after this, we're going over to the States. So, yeah, it's kind of kicked in over the weekend. Today I start the packing process, the buying all the little things that I need to go over there. And, yeah, it's all happening.
Have you thought about all the things that you're going to miss? Like, I'm going to be a real downer on you this week just to try and bring you back to earth.
I think I'll miss Vegemite. I think that'll be well, I so eat Vegemite.
I will not miss you eating my toast every morning.
Yeah, I know. I do eat your toast every single day. I ate my own toast last week. It had mold on it. I didn't know until I finished eating.
That's because you didn't get to it in time because you're always eating mine.
That's it. But no, Vegemite. I might actually try and pack some Vegemite to take over.
Think of all the stuff that you're going to miss from around the Riverina.
I think there'll be a fair bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Riverina summer, that's up there.
Yeah, well, you're missing out on a fair chunk of that.
Yeah, so
backyard cricket on Boxing Day.
Oh, there's going Christmas. To be so much. Yeah, Christmas. And this is, it's kind of sad. So I miss our Christmas party. I miss our Secret Santa. I miss doing all of the New Year's stuff with you guys. I'm not involved in Secret Santa in the station, no.
Oh, that is so good.
I know. Everyone's sighing relief. I'm not going to be annoying them about that.
To let you in on a secret here, Dan's idea of Secret Santa is, hey, who have you got? Who have you got? Who have you got? And then telling everyone.
I don't understand why it's so secretive. Why can't we just...
Because it's Secret Santa! Otherwise, it's just gift giving.
I like that. I'm all about just the gift giving. But I think, the things I'll miss the most, all of those. Yeah, I will miss getting to go see the Christmas lights, doing the Christmas lights tour of Walker and the Riverina. I'll definitely miss doing all the Christmas celebrations, Christmas party, Secret Santa. And
radio show with me every morning, getting up at 6, getting up all, ready to go
of,
for 6.
Of course.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Getting up at 4 a.m.
Look, this week maybe we could do a little bit of a taste for you. So each day we give you a taste of what you'll miss, so that you've got fond memories of it. What do you
reckon? Actually will really like that. I would love that, just because I am a little bit devastated about little things like missing the Secret Santa is right up there. Missing Christmas lights is up there. Do you think people have already got their Christmas lights up?
Oh, there'll be a couple around.
Because it's mid-November now.
We can take you down to the marketplace. They've got trees up there.
Well, that's true.
There you go. Ready to go.
That's it. But I'm going to be serious here, Lee, and I'm 100%. The things I'm going to miss the most, and if we're talking about things I'm going to miss, are my two nieces and my two dogs and my two nephews. So there's six little people and dogs here that possibly...
Not your cat?
No. Can we get him in, though? Can
Not
I bring him in one day?
Not the cat.
Can I bring him in Friday before I go?
Not the cat.
All of them in the studio at once?
Dan and Lee on the river. We'll discuss this off here.
Like waking up without the alarm clock? Dan and Lee for breakfast. We love our city. Feel good in the morning. The Riverina's 11:52. Triple M.
Riverina's Triple M, it's Dan and Lee on your Monday morning, and Dan, Murrumbidgee Music Muster. We have just come off Rock at the Races, and this is so exciting. 30th of March, featuring the likes of Casey Chambers, Richard Clapton going to be there as well, Travis Collins, The Bad Loves, and one of our headliners, Adam Brand, joins us on the line. G'day, Adam.
Hey.
G'day, guys. I'm pumped about this festival.
This is going to be a great festival. Now, Adam, I'm going to jump straight into it. You have got a brand new album out, Milestones 20 Years. Are you going to include some of your new stuff at the Murrumbidgee Music Muster, or just all the old classics everybody knows and loves?
Look, there's going to be lots of old songs. There'll be a couple of new ones thrown in, but, mate, just a party. It'll be a party set. We won't be there for a long time. We'll be there for a rocking good time. So, yeah, a bit of everything.
And look, if there's one thing I know about you and your music, it's that it is for good times. The number of times I've been requested for Dirt Track Cowboy when I've been DJing at pubs and here and that, and the guys and girls just going off. What's your favourite party song then of your collection that you get a really good reaction to, you find?
Oh, look, I don't know why, but it's a lot of drinking songs, apparently. but look, I'm a bit random, mate, a bit spontaneous on stage. I'm a cheeky bugger. It's all about promoting a good time and having fun. So actually, I was named the Tamworth official party ambassador a couple of years ago. So
you're going to fit in.
Figure.
You will fit in real well here across the Riverina.
Very good. Very good.
Talking about the Riverina, you were recently in Ungerry.
Yeah. This year for my milestones tour, I've been doing a lot of little towns and little venues that I've never done before and that don't usually get shows. So been going off the beaten track. Mate, I've been loving it. There's meeting some great people. There's a great little spots that people sometimes don't stop and see. So we're making a point of doing that this year.
And really appreciate when artists like yourself make the time to go a bit out of the way and come to some of those smaller venues because, as you say, a lot of the artists just can't get there.
Yeah, and I think these little places do get a little forgotten. You know, they're the places that people drive through to get somewhere else, and I think, especially with how tough regional Australia is doing it at the moment, I think everyone needs to sort of stop in these towns, spend a few bucks and discover something pretty cool.
And speaking of how tough regional towns are doing it at the moment, Droughtbreakers got together and performed the song Rain. You were part of that. How did you get involved and what was it like working with some music industry legends?
Yeah, it was amazing, actually. You know, Jack Jones, Sarah McLeod from Super Jesus and Scotty Darlow, great guys, great people. And this old song, old Dragon song, what a classic song. So all the net profits go to buy a bale. And we were just yesterday in the main mall in Rundle Mall, in Adelaide yesterday. And people, it's great. In the middle of the city, people's lining up to buy bales of hay for our farmers. What a great initiative.
Do you know, and I know this is might just be putting you a bit too far on the spot, but do you know around about what the figure is of how much you've raised?
No, we don't actually. But, there's so many, as you know, there's so many people, so many artists and organisations all doing fundraising activities now, you know. And look, it's great when all of Australia gets involved. You know, when everyone rolls their sleeves up and pitches in, that's when change happens. And as you know, we're pretty good for doing that in Australia. You know, we really do help our mates out. So it's incredible.
Speaking of your mates, I was just having a quick squeeze on your Facebook page. You love a bit of cooking with the mates on Facebook. Do you fancy yourself as a bit of a chef?
Mate, I love cooking. I absolutely love it. So I'm a bit of a... bit of a home chef, you know. Just I'm pretty dodgy. I'm not technical. I don't know the fancy names and words, but and I wipe my hands on my shirt and all that kind of stuff. Drink out of the bottle, but mate, I love it, and it's it's a lot of fun. So yeah, whoever comes over, we cook something, and I do a lot of live Facebook stuff, and it's funny. It's quite interactive. I'll have something on the stove, and I'm sitting there chopping something up, and I'm talking like I'm yakking to the people on Facebook, and then all of a sudden there'll be 20, 30 messages, check the pan, you're burning it. People are telling me off all the time.
Now,
really?
Just talking about your milestones 20 years, obviously you've just dropped a brand new single from that last week. So If Heaven is a Soundtrack, I did read a thing that you'd said this is your brand new favourite song. Have you got a few of those on the album?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the Milestones album is two discs. It's 34 songs. It's a bunch of hits and songs from my 20 years of recording, and then a few new ones as well. So this song, yeah, as you said, it's a new single. It's called If Heaven Has a Soundtrack. Pretty, a little bit deeper song. This one, I've done enough party songs, and this one is a little bit more deeper, a bit more meaning behind this one.
Well, let's have a listen to it now. It's on the Riverina's Triple M with Adam Brand. He's going to be here for the Murrumbidgee Music Muster, and his new single is called If Heaven Has a Soundtrack. Brand new single from Adam Brand, If Heaven Has a Soundtrack, his album's Milestones 20 Years. Dan and Lee on the Riverina's Triple M, and we are lucky enough to have Adam with us this morning. Now, Adam, we do this with a few people. Are you ready to go 60 seconds with?
Oh, a little nervous, but I'm going to give it a go.
Rightio. Here we go.
60 seconds with
Adam Brand.
Question one, are you usually early or late?
Always early.
Always a good way to be. Question number two, what is special about the place you grew up?
Oh, look, I grew up, we moved around a lot. So I've got about 12 answers to that question. But look, you know what was special by doing, keeping that in mind, is that always had to make new friends and got good at talking to people.
Very good. What trend would you love to see coming back?
Bring back the mullet.
Yes.
That's no. That's...
Hey, what's your best story involving a car?
Oh, a car. Well, I used to race the V8 Utes.
Yeah.
The very first time I raced, I was doing practice session. It was at Winton, and I was going down the back straight, and I thought I was going about a million miles an hour. And Gricey was racing back then, and he goes past me so fast that it almost blew the side mirrors off. And I realised I was going a bit slow. But I also just thought to myself, wow, I'm on the track with Gricey.
That's pretty cool. What were you really into when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I used to play table tennis.
You still any good at it?
No, not much good at it. But when I was like 15, I was A grade table tennis player.
And last one for you, what superpower would you love to have?
Invisible.
Mm. Yeah, and where would you go if you're invisible?
Everywhere.
Places that you're not meant to be, I'm sure of it.
Exactly.
Adam Brand, we are looking forward to seeing you. Murrumbidgee Music Master with Casey Chambers, Richard Clapton, Travis Collins, The Band Loves, and more. March 30 at the MTC, all getting underway from around about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Murrumbidgeemusicmaster.com.au or ticketmaster.com.au to grab your tickets. Adam, thank you so much for catching up.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Great to talk to you.
60 Seconds with
Adam Brandt.
Question one, are you usually early or late?
Always early.
Always a good way to be. Question number two, what is special about the place you grew up?
Oh, look, we moved around a lot. So I've got about 12 answers to that question. But look, you know what was special by doing, with keeping that in mind, is that always had to make new friends and got good at talking to people.
Very good. What trend would you love to see coming back?
Bring back the mullet.
Yes.
That's no. That's...
Hey, what's your best story involving a car?
Oh, a car. Well, I used to race the V8 Utes.
Yeah.
The very first time I raced, I was doing practice session. It was at Winton, and I was going down the back straight, and I thought I was going about a million miles an hour. And Gricey was racing back then, and he goes past me so fast that it almost blew the side mirrors off. And I realised I was going a bit slow. But I also just thought to myself, wow, I'm on the track with Gricey.
That's pretty cool. What were you really into when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I used to play table tennis.
You still any good at it?
No, not much good at it. But when I was like 15, I was A grade table tennis player.
And last one for you, what superpower would you love to have?
Invisible.
Mm. Yeah, and where would you go if you're invisible?
Everywhere.
Places that you're not meant to be, I'm sure of it.
Exactly.
Feel better in the morning. Dan and Lee for breakfast. Your new way to wake up. Weekdays from 6. The Riverina's 11:52. Triple M.